This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Another week of analyzing things that are extra special, maybe extra sensory. It depends on where your head is at. But Your Hidden Power focuses on the sixth sense, if you will. And we have with us for the first part of the program today Dr. Susan Shumsky, who's dedicated her life to helping people take command of their lives in a pretty effective, powerful, positive way. We certainly need that today, don't we? With all of the things, all the negativity that's around us. She's a best-selling author of 17 different books in English, published by Simon & Schuster, Random House, Penguin Books, Red Wheel, Wiser, and Skyhorse. 34 books published in foreign languages as well. She's won 31 prestigious book awards. She's a pioneer in the human potential field, and I feel like I could go on and on and on. So let's talk about human potential and how we reach it. Some people do a better job with that than others, Dr. Shumsky. Why is that?
If you're focusing on self-improvement, if you're focusing on realizing your true self or beginning to express your true talents, your true desires, your true abilities, then certainly you will reach more of your full potential.
Potentiality is something that I hear Deepak Chopra talk a lot about. Is this the same? Is potential the same as potentiality?
Yes, I would say it's the same. Potential, potentiality, it's the same word, same thing.
What's going on, man?
It's about developing ourselves. It's about becoming the best version of yourself.
Good call. Mm-hmm.
And that can happen mainly through doing some kind of practices such as meditation.
Now, you've written a couple of new books, one of them called The Big Book of Chakras, and the other one is called The Third Eye Meditations. So let's, as long as you've sort of brought us into that, Third Eye Meditations, what's the focus there, and how can we apply what we can learn in that book to what we need to be doing to save ourselves these days, i.e. meditation, according to most people who have practiced it, could be a very helpful way for us to get our mind out of the worry and the fear-based thinking that's around us thanks to the Chinese and the coronavirus.
Yes, well, I agree wholeheartedly. Meditation is definitely a way for us to become more centered, more balanced, for us to become more calm in the face of any kind of challenges, especially a challenge that's a worldwide worry for everyone. Meditation can help us to not only be healthier, but also happier and more capable of meeting any kind of difficulty. So meditation actually has been scientifically proven to increase health, to increase well-being, to increase not only physical health, but mental health. So it's definitely a way for us to come back to our center, to come back to who we really are, and to not get overshadowed by craziness in our environment, by turning on the nightly news, which is raising people's blood pressure.
A good thing not to do. My meditation practice includes not watching the nightly news.
Exactly.
Keep the heck away from that.
Right.
So I want to know personally more a little about you and how you use meditation. We're just sort of quipping about the nightly news, but how does Dr. Susan Shumsky take what she's written in this book about meditations, Third Eye Meditations, and use it? I want a practical example because I think that's what people learn most from, frankly, Doctor.
Absolutely. I meditate on a regular basis. I calm myself down, come back to my center so that I'm not crazy and out of my mind. So that's how I use it. And I have been practicing meditation since 1967. So I have a lot of practice at it. I've done it for a long time.
What brought you into it? What was going on in your life that forecast the introduction of this for you?
I was a hippie. It was the 1960s. I was living in the San Francisco Bay Area. And those of us who were flower children at the time, we were seeking higher consciousness. At that time, we called it altered states of consciousness. And our gurus at that time were Timothy Leary and Richard Alpert, who was later became Ram Dass. And they were telling us to turn on, tune in, and drop out. And that's what
they were teaching. You and I are both went through the same things. We're both the same age, I'm guessing, as you tell your experiences. So meditation wasn't necessarily in the forefront. Using drugs was. So did that
that's
lead
correct.
You? Yeah, a lot. Maybe drugs lead you to to a certain type of meditation. All right, we're going to pause for a moment. We're talking to Dr. Susan Chomsky, the author of The Big Book of Chakras and Third Eye Meditations. Those are her latest books. She's got a whole bunch of other books that have been, I think, very well received, and they help us to think more about what we need, the sixth sense, if you will, the mind, spirit, body connection, all of that sort of thing. Her website, drsusan.org, and divinetravels.com. This is Your Hidden Power. Do you have a mind for the metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com, or you can find Your Hidden Power on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your other favorite podcasts.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Continuing along with Dr. Susan Chomsky this week on Your Hidden Power, a reminder that we have our Hidden Power podcasts available for all to listen to, and the most recent one is Your Hidden Power number 134, which is a focus on what the planets say about the presidential candidates. That is an astrologer. My favorite astrologer and a very important part of this program is Laura Banks. She is studying, as you can imagine, all of this stuff all the time. And she brings us around to understanding why it is that we know what these candidates are about from an astrological projection. And it's really quite interesting, actually. We also have the founder of the Mental Health News Radio Network on with us, Kristen Sinatra Walker. In fact, now you can find Your Hidden Power there at mentalhealthnewsradionetwork.com. Every week we're there, along with all the other places you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple or whether it's iHeart, wherever it is. Plus, you can find them also firsthand at yourhiddenpowershow.com. And we'll have our conversation with Dr. Susan Chomsky probably in the next week posted up there as well at yourhiddenpowershow.com. I think we've given short shrift to meditation. I think meditation is becoming more and more popular because people find that it works. And I'm getting, in my own world, the idea that people are really going to go to it now. We always kind of go to things, not because we want to, but almost because we need to. Do you think that's accurate, Dr. Chomsky?
Well, yes, of course. Meditation is something that people need when they're unhappy, when they're suffering, when they're in pain. Then they're more open to the whole idea of, okay, well, maybe this can really help me. And in my case, way back in the 60s, I tried using LSD and these psychedelic drugs. And to tell you the truth, what happened to me is I had a mental breakdown from the drugs. I took LSD and then I never came down from the drugs. I was having continual flashbacks for weeks into months, and it was terrifying. And so I was extremely motivated still to find nirvana, which is what we were seeking as flower children.
Yeah.
And thank goodness I did learn transcendental meditation, which is founded by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And I actually ended up being in his various ashrams for over 2 decades, and I was on his personal staff for 6 years of that time.
So that gives you a lot of credibility when it comes to understanding meditation and prayer. What about affirmations? That's something that I have found helps me a lot. It's really good. I'm a great believer, and I portend this all the time in all the various radio programs I do, that thoughts are things. What you think will become a reality, whether it's a worry, whether it's a fear, whether it's something that's pleasant, wonderful, loving, whatever it is, you put that thought in your head and look out. And the more people who have it, I think affirmation or major affirmation comes in the form, if you want, of prayer. When people get together and have the same thought, when you're trying to help, let's say, somebody that is sick, maybe have good thoughts. How connected am I? How right am I in my thinking here?
100%, Doug. Yes.
I get a good grade. I get an A+.
Lord Buddha said to us, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. If a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him or her. A person speaks or acts with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows him or her. And Jesus once said that we are not defiled by what we put into our mouth. We are defiled by what comes out of our mouth. So It's very, very important what we speak, what we say, because that will manifest in our life. And I was going to, I thought it would be a good idea for me to teach everyone a very simple affirmation that you can do, which can bring great inner strength and can change your life in a really positive way. Would you like to hear that affirmation?
How long will it take? We have to pause for a moment, so I think what I'll do.
Okay.
Let's give the audience a prep time so they can get ready.
Yes.
What's going to happen here in a few minutes, Dr. Chomsky is going to lead you in sort of a sample guided meditation for a minute or so, and that comes directly out of this book, Third Eye Meditation, which is available now at her website, at Amazon, or wherever books are sold. We're continuing our conversation here on Your Hidden Power with our guest, Dr. Susan Chomsky, in a matter of moments.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Moving on now with Dr. Susan Shumsky and the benefits of guided meditation. The book is called Third Eye Meditation. And so would you lead our listeners, please, Dr. Shumsky, in a beneficial guided meditation so we'll know how they work?
Oh, yes, we could do a guided meditation. What I really wanted people to learn was this very simple affirmation, because affirmation is so very powerful. And it can change your mind instantly. So it goes like this. I am in control. I am one with God. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light to the lower astral levels of mind. And I open to the spiritual world. Thank you, God, and so it is.
So I'm back on the last four. Well, we can find these in the book, right? Third Eye Meditations?
Absolutely. Third Eye Meditations is filled with meditations, affirmations, mantras, prayers. It's very, very powerful.
So you can use all of those things to guide you in your meditation. That's kind of you can start with one or all of those and then just let it go from there. I find the hardest thing about meditating is getting the thoughts out of my mind. Right? I think that's what everybody finds. Right?
So it's very, very important not to get thoughts out of your mind. Meditation is not about controlling the mind. It's not about pushing thoughts out. It's not about blanking your mind. It's about relaxation. It's about being comfortable and relaxing and letting go and allowing. That's what meditation is. And when you do guided meditation, which my book, Third Eye Meditations, is all about guided meditation, then that engages your mind because you're either reading the words on a page, or even more powerful is for you to record the words onto a device and then play it back with your eyes closed while you're sitting in a comfortable position, then you can really go deep, deep into the meditative state. And by the way, Third Eye Meditations is available as an audio book as well.
Oh, cool. How about the book of chakras, the big book of chakras? Is that audio as well?
Yes, they're actually recording that next week. The big book of chakras and chakra healing is an amazing book. It's an encyclopedia about the chakras, everything you ever wanted to know about chakras, and also everything you never wanted to know about chakras. It's all in this book.
One of the things that I find hardest to do is understand the seven fields, the seven chakras. I never quite, I mean, there's 7 days in the week. I suppose maybe we can apply it somehow or other. And the planets, seven planets associated with the chakras. But this is all something that takes some thought and some interest. Now, I have, maybe a lot of you have more time on your hands. Maybe it's a perfect time for you to introduce this thinking into your life. Again, check it out, drsusan.org and divinetravels.com. Other books include Miracle Prayer, Divine Revelation, Exploring Meditation, How to Hear the Voice of God. That's one I'd like to. I think that's one of the most fascinating areas of discussion I have with my friends. How do you know that? How do we know that God is speaking to us? Especially when you look around and you see things like the virus, and people say that. How do we square God with that kind of stuff? I think that's something that is very difficult for a lot of people to do. So you'll find some thinking there with Dr. Shumsky. Again, those websites, drsusan.org and divinetravels.com. You'll find a list of all of her books there. I think you'll find that the meditation, there's a strain of thought here. Meditations and chakras and understanding energy, all about that. Very important stuff.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Doug. I really enjoyed speaking with you today.
Dr. Shumsky, thanks for being here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news, because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a bipartisan deal came out of the U.S. House late last week, only to fall apart when it reached the Senate, now congressional leaders and White House officials say they are ready to close in on a deal on a coronavirus relief package. They say that negotiations late yesterday on a $2 trillion arrangement will lead to a successful vote perhaps this evening. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin both saying they were on the phone with President Trump during the negotiations, and they both agree that a deal is now within reach. Earlier yesterday, Schumer and other top Democrats were calling the package, as it had been designed, a
large corporate bailout with no protections for workers and virtually no oversight.
The U.S. now cutting $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan because of the failure of a peace plan with the Taliban. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Harry Geller joins us on Your Hidden Power with his weekly overview of the world as it is. I feel like we're we're creating a new world for ourselves here. So I have said many times in the various programs that I do that this coronavirus is something that's being experienced more in the Northern Hemisphere than in the Southern Hemisphere, because where there's warmth, the virus doesn't seem to succeed very well. I'm not sure whether that holds or not. It just happens to be a philosophy of mine. Let's see what Uri thinks. Uri Geller is live from his home in Tel Aviv, where this time of year it's starting to get pretty warm. It never really gets cold, though, in the Middle East, where you are. It doesn't get cold. You're next to the Mediterranean, right? And what's the worst it ever gets in the winter, like 50 degrees or something?
Yeah, it never really gets very, very cold. But I'm sitting now in my living room, and I'm obeying the rules that just came out 15 minutes ago. It says, do not go out of your house unless it is a necessity. No going out to parks, no going out to the beaches. I'm reading it out from the official communication from the health ministry. You're not allowed to do any parties, anything of that nature. And this is very serious. They are getting the rules more tight. There's more police in the streets, making sure that businesses are closed, restaurants are closed, bars are closed. I'm staring out of my window. I can see the Mediterranean, and I look down at the old Jaffa Square, and Doug, everything is empty. It looks like there was some kind of an alien invasion that sucked everybody up into a UFO.
But is it really that serious? The comparison that's been made here lately, and it's been one in America that a lot of people are now already getting restless with all these rules, because they realize that 10 years ago when we had the SARS virus, 13,000-14,000 people died quickly. Before that, there have been, over the last 40-50 years, any number of these sorts of things, and they all were much more serious than this coronavirus. So yeah, there have been maybe a few thousand people that have died, depending on whether you believe the Chinese, I don't. But even so, the amount of precaution and what it's doing to the world in terms of mental health and financial health and even maybe physical well-being. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the doctors on my other one of my other programs, is very clear in that, yes, you do need to take precautions and you do need to physically distance yourself. But a lot of the things that are being prescribed are really overkill. And then I suppose you're going to analyze it from a mental point of view. That's what I'd like you to do, whether people are motivated, unless you really exaggerate, are people motivated to do anything?
Well, listen, Doug, I wish you'd have me longer today, because I can tell you something. I can give you a 10 predictions of things to come, and you should plan accordingly. Will you give me 3 or 4 minutes for this?
Yeah, yes.
All right, let me paint a doomsday scenario. Number one, the hospitals in New York City will shortly be completely overrun. Mass deaths will follow. The entire city of New York is probably less than 30 days away from a cascading collapse of hospitals, followed by widespread chaos and mass death. Not long after the NYC hospital, the NYC hospitals in New York, right, Doug?
Right, New York City hospitals, yep.
Yeah, their systems collapses. The Seattle system will also collapse following the San Francisco. The dead and dying will literally spill out or into the streets. And you're telling me that this is not serious. And I'm only in point one. Point two, are you ready? The intensity, Doug, of the desperation among the unprepared masses will soon shift from scared stage to the violent stage, Doug. The first fights and stabbings we already see in retail stores. Hey, Doug, you've seen those. You've seen it every day on your television. People are shouting at each other. They are pulling out knives. These retail stores will soon escalate to shootings. Doug, do you know that there are 310 million guns in America? It'll escalate to shootings and then gang-style armed organized looting, much like an armed flash mob. Number three, we will soon see entire cities locked down in the USA, Doug, or possibly just all major roads nationwide. One way or another, Doug, tens of millions of Americans are about to be ordered to essentially shelter in place. Look, repeat that with me. Shelter in place. This will result in lawless chaos in cities like Los Angeles. Of course, an infected police will be sent home, resulting in horrifying law enforcement staffing shortages that will ultimately plunge some cities into the kind of chaos that can only be managed with National Guard troops, Doug. These will be mandatory curfews. Shall I continue, number four? Because it gets worse.
I don't know if I want to hear. Anyway, where have you come up? Is this something that you are thinking because your instincts tell you this is what's going to happen?
You know, at this stage, we do not know what exactly is going to happen. I don't want to go into my fourth and fifth and sixth because you'll freak out.
Well, I think I don't want to. I think thoughts are things, and you know that. And sometimes when people think this stuff, it becomes reality. I know there has been the approach of going to the stores, but the fact that there are people that are around the corner are going to have, in the next couple of weeks, there'll be people who have a way of, you can't prevent it. If you're going to get it, but to give him medicine that will thwart it, that seems to be something that's around the corner. What do you think of?
Yeah, but that is a possibility. But you know, what do you do every day, Doug? You eat, right? Now, unless the roads are totally locked down within 6 to 8 weeks, you know, many people in the cities will begin to flee. They will flee those cities and swarm the rural areas where you live and desperately seeking food, water, medicine, and shelter. I mean, this will be a human locust wave of unprepared. Now, I might go into politics now, but these are just theories. This could go into unprepared leftists who will just, you know, probably a month ago were mocking rural people. Like, you live in a, would you say that you live in a rural place, Doug?
Yeah, I'm out in the country, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, some people in America call people who live there rednecks and crooks. I read and I see all the conspiracy theories. Now, look, my advice, you know, guard your home with your life, because oblivious liberals aren't coming to your community to act with anything resembling moral ethics. I know I sound freaky, but they're coming to loot, steal. So beware on the knock on the door. That's what I'm saying, Doug.
I'm hoping you're wrong. All right, there it is, Uri Geller. Check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, and his museum hopefully will open sooner rather than later, urigellermuseum.com. But you heard it from a man who's very influential and knows what people are thinking and how they're thinking, so we take it to heart, Uri. This is your Hidden Power.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Continuing on Your Hidden Power, Doug Steffen here with one of my favorite people when it comes to being sensitive and sensible. Mary O'Malley is on the top of that list. Her site, PsychicScout.com, is very practical. It's very with it. So I think, Mary, to help people through all of this stuff, Uri Geller was just talking about a theory that somebody sent him from America about the dire consequences. And I said, thoughts are things, Uri. thoughts are things. If you hold that thought, then maybe it'll happen. It'll happen to you. Maybe it'll happen to others, good or bad. Thoughts are things. Can you get that through to people when they talk to you, especially when they get as crazy as people are getting now and as angry as they are, Mary? How do you get through to people on a level that they'll understand?
I keep hearing the word distraction. And for me, the way I've been looking at it is how is it making my life different today? And which parts of this do I take with me into the future? So in a lot of ways, it's simplified my life. You know, there's things I used to do that I'm not doing right now. And, you know, working more from home and doing things online. And I'm encouraging people to take the time to reevaluate what's important in their life, and that's what I'm doing also, and that's what spirit seems to be. I keep hearing from spirit, well, it's quiet now. It's a good time to reevaluate what's important and how you're going to move forward with that.
So there are people who are listening right now that equate spiritualism to a form of religion. And I guess there are religionists who are in it, certainly believing in God and understanding that there's a power greater than we are. But when people say, nah, there's no God, because if there were, this stuff wouldn't exist. It wouldn't happen. What do you say to people who downplay the role of an influence that's greater than us?
That other people's life paths are none of our business. You know, I believe that we're, you know, as humans, we're here having all kinds of experiences, whether we like them or not. They're still our choices. We still have free will. So that's the biggest blessing. God has all this power, but we partake of that power with our free will and what we create with that. So, you know, do I know what this is about? No. You know?
Yeah.
But I do feel like, you know, as many bad things are happening right now, there's a lot of really beautiful things happening, too, people's kindness. And, you know, I think that's what it's about. It's about what's important in my life, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's about what's important in all of our lives. And under the circumstances, you know, you just can't. I want to dismiss it because I don't think it's going to affect me, but it's going to affect other people who are around me. And I don't know what the, you know, down the road, everybody wants to know, what's the future? And that's why they come to you, because they want to know what the future is. And what do you tell them?
It's what we make it. You know, like you said, thoughts are things. And there's our personal thought process, and there's a collective thought process. So, you know, what part of that do you want to be part of? And either way, it's affecting the whole world, the way the whole world is working, what they're doing, how they're gathering their family close and taking care of each other.
What's frustrating a lot of families and a lot of people is that this seems the unprecedented focus on it doesn't seem to be warranted. Although some of the rumor mongers will say, you know, it'll get out of control quickly and it'll spread fast. But, it, you know, that's the thing. And so what people are looking for is peace and understanding and an explanation. And I think that's where people like you can come in so valuable. So if you are confused by all this, frustrated by it, get a good time, get a good session with Mary. Go to psychicscout.com and spend some time there. Go to her website, psychicscout.com, see how it works, and go from there. But don't leave me if you're concerned, you don't have any answers, get some help from Mary. Mary at psychicscout.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Next up in the order of preference here is our astrologer, Laura. Laura Banks is here. I was about to jump into a sentence because I'm so eager to sort of quiet people down when it comes to the coronavirus. And so as an astrologer, you can take the birth chart, let's say America. We know that America was born on July 4th, 1776 in Philadelphia or wherever it was. And so you can take that and figure out at this point in time why we are being exposed to this trauma with the coronavirus. So what does, in astrological terms, why now, why this?
Well, thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on your show. Interestingly enough, most astrologers use September 17th, 1787 as the birth chart of the United States and the U.S. Constitution. What that does is put the North Node right now in a conjunction to Saturn. The North Node is the part of a chart that you don't want to deal with, that you kind of procrastinate on. The South Node is where all the... Why? Because it's tough, it's sticky, it's where you got hurt, it's the painful memories from childhood, it's loss, it's suffering that you don't even know about that's sort of internalized, and so that's what we've become, a nation of consumers, money, spend, material, it's all great, go to the beach, March Madness, spring break, oh, wait a minute, what's underneath that? Lack of intimacy, lack of real connection, being with family members, going home, facing yourself, and so that North Node. And I just discovered this a few minutes ago. I'm looking at so many aspects of this thing on the chart, but the Saturn conjunct North Node to me is really what's going on.
And then from the practical, I don't know, so sometimes this, the astrological stuff, may not be as practical as you'd like to think, but yet it does have. I mean, your hidden power is about sharing what's underneath. When we know what's on the surface, but what's underneath, what moves all of this stuff? What was going on during the Spanish flu epidemic that's different now, or is it the same now?
You know, it's extremely similar. Like a few weeks ago on your hidden power, I mentioned the Pluto conjunct Saturn. That's what most astrologers are talking about. Pluto is a Plutonian. It's going to explode things to a whole new paradigm. It's conjuncting Saturn, which is the taskmaster, which makes things happen in a very deep disciplinarian way. So we're looking at a shift primarily economically. This is going to have primarily, we all know, but it's going to be a big economic. We're going to possibly also into a Great Depression, and we've got Uranus in second house, which would suggest that we could be going into a Great Recession. So the what looks like we're going to reach levels where we're okay as far as hospitals with being able to take care of people just barely, but the aftermath of the economy is going to be a trying time economically, to say the least. But we do have Jupiter up there, making sure it doesn't go completely south. It's so interesting because Saturn is conjunct Jupiter in this Plutonian conjunction, so that's the angel. So there's this angel saying, all right, we love all you Americans. You're going to go through this hard time, but this angel's not going to let us all fall on our faces.
Mm-hmm. So really then people will say to you or other folks that are sensitive, like Mary O'Malley, who is a psychic, what's going to happen at the other end? I want to know if I'm going to be okay. My family going to be okay? Am I home going to be okay? Or am I going to be out on the street? You know, there'll be extremes. Am I going to get enough to eat? They're practical things, but they're also impractical. Am I going to live or am I going to die?
Well, we've always been in an apocalyptic country. It's the whole Cancerian, all the planets and the Cancer we have. We're always afraid of losing our stuff. It's our stuff. It's our bodies. It's our food. Well, guess what? This is all saying no. It's a humanitarian global moment in time that we are forced to look beyond stuff to who lives next door and can I see them waving at me from across the street? Oh, wait, do we know her? Oh, we should know her. You know, it's a ground floor, ground zero. We're all going to survive. I don't see death and destruction here. I see death and destruction of the materialistic pull of the pendulum has gone way too far in the wrong direction. And now we cannot do anything but choose to go within. And that's that cathartic release that I referred to before. There will be cathartic release. We all can get by on what we have. We're not going to run out of food in the grocery stores, Doug, right? We know that. But, you know, there will be big monetary shifts, and it will be to our benefit to finally drop this materialistic way we've been.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a hard sell for a lot of people, but it's and you're not the first person to have said that, so let's see where it goes. We'll keep on top of it every week with your input. If you want a good reading, a great reading, StarGalNetwork.com for Laura Banks, StarGalNetwork.com, spelled as you would expect, StarGalNetwork.com, Laura Banks, here on Your Hidden Power.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.